I have five people in front of me right now, and you're going to get a chance to meet each of them. Our Youth Express segment, we're excited today to have something we've never really done before. These five are going to share a song from Hamilton, and we'll talk with them before and after the song too. But we're going to begin simply by introducing each of them to you. They'll have a chance to do some shout outs, and also you'll get a chance to better understand who's in the room with you right now. And Violet, why don't we start with you? Would you like to say your name and any shout outs you'd like to give, and tell me how old you are too?
Okay. My name is Violet Bevington, and I am 7 years old.
And would you like to say hello to anybody who might be listening now or later?
Later.
Okay. And I understand, what do you like about Alexander Hamilton? You're going to be doing something from Hamilton coming up.
Alexander Hamilton is a really great man. He was the captain of a ship. He was really, really smart. He was a hero. He was really, really brave. And he fought in the Revolutionary War.
You know a lot about him. Now, sitting next to you, right on your left, is Lila. Hi.
Hi.
And how old are you, and any shout-outs?
I'm 8 years old, and I want to give a shout-out to my brother because he's going to be in the play, too.
What's your brother's first name?
Will.
And what role will he have in the play?
He'll be playing Philip.
And I know that Violet is playing Peggy Schuyler. What role is yours?
Eliza Schuyler.
And can you tell me a little bit more about Alexander Hamilton?
Alexander Hamilton created banks that we have today. He fought in the Revolutionary War. He's on the $10 bill, and he's one of America's founding fathers.
Excellent. And anybody else for shout-outs or hellos?
No.
Okay. Well, let's meet our next person. I've met this person before. This is Catherine. Good morning.
Good morning.
And what part do you play?
I play Angelica Schuyler.
All these Schuylers, these are the Schuyler sisters, right?
Yes.
And I understand that you actually sing the role of this. Who is Angelica Schuyler?
She was Peggy and Eliza's sister, and I like her because she was really smart and a great sister.
Excellent. Anybody you would like to give a shout out to?
My sister Caroline.
Wonderful. Now let's meet two more cast members, and we're going to first talk with Elsa, I do believe. Hello.
I'm 9, and I play the role of Aaron Burr in Schuyler Sisters. And my shout-outs that I want to give are my parents, that they took me to Hamilton to help me with the inspiration of doing this play.
That had to be very exciting to see Hamilton.
Yeah.
How old are you?
I'm 9 years old.
And would you like to tell me a little bit about Aaron Burr? That's got to be an interesting role to play.
Aaron Burr in Schuyler Sisters, he has two main parts, and he's definitely not one of the main characters in the song. The Schuyler Sisters are, and I also play Alexander Hamilton for the rest of the play.
What caused you to come all together to do this?
Well, it all started one day, maybe 2 years ago, whenever me and Lila went to a different play, and so I asked her what music she wanted to play. We started with Alexander Hamilton and Aaron Burr, sir. I really liked the songs, and then as time went on, I really learned them, and then I learned more and more songs until the summer. Like I said, my parents took me to Chicago to see Hamilton, and then that was definitely my main inspiration.
Finally, we have Magdalena, who is here. Good morning. How old are you, and any shout-outs?
I'm 7 years old, and I want to give a shout-out to my sister, and it's her birthday today.
And your sister is Mia, who's here somewhere. Oh, there she is. Yeah. She's the one with the Vote for Pedro shirt on.
Yeah.
Now, I understand that you all rehearse quite a bit.
Yeah.
And there are a few other people in the show, right, that aren't here today. Who are they?
That is...
Anybody can jump in.
Will is Lila's little sister, little brother. Caroline, which is Captain's little sister. And then Abby, Lila's little sister.
Yeah,
and Alec, which is across the street. He's one of our other neighbors' little brothers.
So you're all neighbors. You all live on the same street or close to each other? Now, what's it like? I wanted to ask you, Magdalena, about rehearsing. Do you rehearse a lot?
Yeah.
And what's it like? What do you do?
We like sing. We like act. And
you all can jump in. I'm curious about how you rehearse. What do you do?
Well, it's like you can go.
You can go.
No, I'm gonna let you all figure it out.
Okay, so when we rehearse, we learn a lot of dance moves that Elsa gives us, and we learn
like songs.
We learn songs and learn how to sing our parts in these songs.
Mm-hmm. And also, Mia that we talked about earlier in the shout out, she helped us with some of our dance moves for Skylar Sisters.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
How often do you rehearse?
Not much.
No, not much.
I try to do it about twice a week, but sometimes that doesn't always work out.
No.
About twice a week.
Yeah.
Well, are you ready to do your song?
Yes.
Yes.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
So we'll get our microphones adjusted. We'll put that one right in between the two of you. That's perfect. Yeah. And before you sing, does anybody need to tell me about what's happening in the musical as this song comes up? Is there any need for us to be prepared?
I don't think we have anything.
So.
Well, do we need to know what's happening? What's the name of the song? It's
Skylar Sisters.
The Skylar Sisters. So they're going to be the ones singing. So I'm ready if you're ready. Are you ready?
Yep.
Yes.
Okay. Ready. Here we go.
Nothing rich folks love more. They're going downtown, slumming it with the poor. They pull up in the carriage to gawk, cause they're tuning in the comments just to watch them talk. Take Flip Sky, there the man is loaded. Uh-oh, but little does he know that his daughters, Peggy, Angelica, Eliza, Stephen, just to watch all the guys at
work, work.
Angelica.
Work, work.
Eliza.
And Peggy.
The Skylar Sisters.
Angelica.
Peggy.
Eliza.
Work. Daddy said to be home by sundown.
Daddy doesn't need to know.
Daddy said not to go downtown.
Like I said, you're free to go.
But look around, the revolution's happening in New York.
In New York.
Angelica.
Angelica.
Work.
If bad enough, Daddy wants to go to war.
People be shouting in the square.
If bad enough, there'll be violence on our shore.
Your idea's in the air.
But look around, look around.
Angelica, remind me what we're looking for.
She's looking for me.
Eliza, I'm looking for a mind at work, work. I'm looking for a mind at work, work. I'm looking for a mind at work, work. Whoa, 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 work.
Like supper in the city. Strawberry rushes are just looking pretty. Excuse me, miss, I know it's not funny, but your perfume smells like a dad's got money. Why is love in the city? You need fancy heels. You search for an urchin, give you ideals.
Sorry, you disgust me.
I'll see you disgust me. I'm a trust fund, maybe you can trust me.
I'm a common sense, but Thomas Paine. Some men same tense, where I'm a saint. You want a revolution, I want a revelation. So listen to my declaration.
We hold these truths to be self-evident that I'm gonna create an equal.
And when I'm a Thomas Jefferson, I'm gonna compel him to go in a sequel.
Work! Look around how lucky we are to be alive right now. Look around how lucky we are to be alive right now. History is happening and happens to me, just happens to be in the greatest city in the world. In the greatest city in the world.
Some men say, one revolution, one revelation. So it's my declaration.
behold these truths to be self-evident, not one created equal. Look around, how lucky we are to be alive right now. History is happening, and happens, we just happen to be in the greatest city in the world, in the greatest city in the world. Work, work,
Angelica.
Work, work,
Eliza.
And Peggy.
The Schuyler sisters. We're looking for a mine at work, work, hey. Whoa. In the greatest city, in the greatest city in the world. Greatest city in the world. Work.
Wow, that was absolutely wonderful. I hope you liked it. Did you like the way you sounded as you were doing it?
Yeah.
You all sounded great. So when do you think the play will be ready for everybody to see?
Either November 10th or December.
We were planning to either be November 21st or December 10th.
Well,
we might make it towards Christmas, but not too close because then everyone would be away.
Well, you let us know when you do it so we can let listeners know so they can come and see you. So let's talk about a few other things.
Yeah. Okay.
Besides the play, do you all go to the same school?
Yes.
I thought that might be the case.
What's Avonworth Primary Center and Avonworth Elementary School.
Violet and Magdalena go to the primary center, then me, Lila, and Catherine go to the elementary.
So you're all in the same school district?
Yes.
Now, some of you are involved in a program called JAM. Can you tell me about that?
Well, JAM is a maker's club for girls and boys now, and we always help others, and we just try to make sure that homeless people have what they need to provide their life.
And that's Catherine. I'm curious, how do you do this with homeless people? What do you do to help them?
Sell the Be the Kind Kid t-shirts, and last year we did tin bins. So we raised money, and then every month we pick one or two charities to donate it to.
And why do you think it's important that you do this?
I think it's important because everyone needs to have food to make sure they're healthy, and it's just nice to be kind.
Elsa said we sell Be the Kind Kid shirts. Our motto is Be the Kind Kid, so we sell lots of Be the Kind Kid shirts. And we make money from selling the Be the Kind Kid shirts and we sell other things. Sometimes we make things and sell them.
My friend's mom, Miss Kara, she came and might be doing a new JAM logo that we're considering doing some new designs or adding some stuff to the Be the Kind Kid t-shirts.
There is all different kind designs of Be the Kind Kid shirts and. Yeah.
You can come in tie-dye now.
I've seen them, and they're beautiful.
And also, you can you can get a white shirt and, tie-dye.
Every Wednesday.
So, does anybody here like to make things?
Yeah.
Yes.
All of us.
Let's go around from left to right, and if you don't, you're right to your left. If you don't have anything you want to talk about, that's okay. But do you want to talk about something that you like to make?
Sure. I like making crafts. I have masks that I can decorate. I have tie-dye. I have stickers that I can use for posters that I have at my house. And just take a piece of paper and start coloring with my Sharpies. And I had a Girl Scout sleepover, and I had to color a bandana for that.
That was Violet. You're very creative. Here's Elsa.
I'm Lila.
Oh, Lila. I'm sorry. You know, I knew that, and I just went with the la. I forgot about the lie. Sorry.
I love to make things. I like to color. I like to just, pick up, maybe, I don't know, a piece of paper and color, like LaViolet said. But I also like to make food. I like to cook and bake with my mom and my friends.
Do you have a specialty when you cook with your mom or something you really enjoy cooking? A couple things, maybe?
No, not really. I don't cook anything.
But do you help mix and prepare?
Yeah.
And do you do desserts?
Yeah, I do lots of desserts with my mom.
What's a dessert that you do?
One time we made these, I have a baking book. It's called Baking Class. And we made these lemon bars.
Those sound good. Catherine is here. Do you like to make?
Yes, I do. I like to make something that can, like, sometimes work on its own. Like, you just push something or pull something, and then it just starts working. And I also like baking, too, and cooking.
Can you give me an example of something that you made that when you push it, it keeps going?
In my second grade class, my friend Lila, she was in my class too, and we made a Rube Goldberg machine. You just hit the ball, it goes down, and it hits this tube, and then it pops the balloon.
That sounds like fun. Did it take a lot of figuring out to get it just right?
Yes.
And a lot of patience, I'll bet, too. Yes. I can imagine. Now we'll go to the real Elsa. What do you like to make?
Well, I love to make little houses. Me and this weekend I was going to do, this Sunday maybe I was going to invite all of them over. I already started to make this big house for some of my dolls. And then also I like to go to Catherine's house and make this collage. She has big cabinets that have a bunch of stuff. And me and Lila, we did a summer camp, and one of our electives was baking, so we did that together. And then I just really love to make and help people, so with my inventions.
Wonderful. And finally, we've got Magdalena. What do you like to make?
I like to make stuff out of cardboard, like houses and stuff.
Out of cardboard?
Yeah, mm-hmm. That's what
and, house. And what do you do with the cardboard to make it?
We, like, cut some pieces to make them the perfect size, and then, like, we, like, put tape on it, And one time all of them came over, and we made houses.
A fairy garden.
Yeah.
A fairy garden. When you work with the cardboard, do you sometimes have to try something and then maybe it doesn't work out and you have to try it again.
Yes.
You do that many times.
Yeah.
Many.
It's kind of, I think it's fun to, you know, do that. Very good. Well, I have one more
question for everybody.
Yes. I have a couple more questions, I think.
Okay.
But I think what I would like to know, do any of you know what you might like to do when you get older if you had a job?
Let's go
in order. We'll start with you, Magdalena.
I would like to do a veterinarian because I like animals.
Do you have any pets?
Yes, I have one dog named Zuko.
What's your dog's name?
Zuko.
And now let's go right to Elsa next to you and find out her answer.
Well, I really like to do singing, so I might become a singer. But like Magdalena said, I also really like working with animals. So I might also be a veterinarian. I'm not sure which one.
And there's lots of time to figure that out. Catherine, do you have any ideas?
Yeah, I like to read, write, and do math. So I was thinking I might be a teacher.
I like math a lot, too. I like reading and writing, too, but I really like math.
Me, too.
Lila?
I would either want to be an author, a cook, or an actress.
Those are all great ideas. And Violet?
I would like to be a geologist because I really like studying cool rocks that I found in my front yard yesterday.
You saw me look over because my wife, who I don't know if she's in there right now, but she's a geologist. And I'm glad to hear that's something that interests you a lot. She found it really interesting. So here's one more question. If you were in charge, you're in charge of the whole world. And you can get people to behave differently or do something that you wish there were more of or stop doing something you wish there were less of. I'm going to give you a minute to think about this, too. Can you think of one or two things that you would maybe... it's almost like having a wish, what you might do. And if you, when you have your idea, why don't you signal to me, okay, Catherine, I saw your hand first. What are you thinking?
I was thinking if I could change the world, I would not want anyone smoking and people more getting more kind.
Excellent. And let's go to Lila.
I would want everybody to be kind and that sin didn't exist. And that people, like Catherine said, that people wouldn't smoke. And
that's a good one too. Violet?
I would wish that people could, like there's no such thing as bad people. Like everyone is super duper nice and cigarettes weren't a thing.
You all have a lot in common. Now we have Elsa. Hang on, Elsa. Go ahead.
I would do everyone nice, like everyone being really nice, like everyone else said, and then also no littering.
And Magdalena?
I would like everybody to be kind and... no littering like Elsa and no smoking.
Now, something I meant to do too is I asked Magdalena if she had any pets. Does anybody else have any pets they want to mention, Violet?
I used to have a pet cat. I'm getting a new one soon, though.
Me too. My pet cat just died, and we're hoping to get a new one soon. I miss her. Who else has a pet they want to tell us about, Elsa? Let's get the microphone there near you.
I used to have a cat named Lulu when I was 3, but then my more recent pets was, I had 5 animals. They all lived in one big aquarium, 3 fish and 2 snails. One of my snails died and 2 of my fish died, so now I have 1 fish and 1 snail.
And Catherine, do you have any animals?
No.
And do you have any animals?
Nope. But my grandpa and grandma have 2 dogs.
What are their names?
Molly and Bo.
Do you get to play with them when you visit?
Yes.
Well, I want to thank all of you for being here. You're really very talented. And I hope when the musical is ready that you'll let us know so we can let our other listeners know. Okay. Does anybody have anything that they didn't get a chance to say that they wanted to say? A shout out or any other insight?
A couple more shout outs. I have a shout out to my friend Bella and my friend Hadley in school. They helped me with my play and get some of my ideas together.
I want to give a shout out to also my brother Max.
And Catherine?
I would like to give a shout out to my mom for helping us get the instrumentals and helping us get it perfect.
Okay. I want to give a shout out to my brother Hal and my parents. I want to give a shout out to.
Like I said before, Will and my baby sister.
And we have a birthday greeting. Should we do it all together?
Yes.
Ready?
Yes.
One. Two, three. Happy birthday to you.
Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday, dear Mia. Happy birthday to you.
She'll be 13. Thank you. There you have them. Nice to have you with us, the Lyndhurst cast of Hamilton.